Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I would love to have seen Plenty stay in there and allow the voters to decide, not internal political machinery decide who should be in the race and who should not. So I'm disappointed that he had dropped out. Plenty is a good man, worked very hard, good record as a governor. He knew how to get along with the boys in the sandbox. He knew when and how to compromise in order to get things done in a blue state, a Republican in a blue state being effective. I have great respect for him.
All right, so we really cared. That was Sarah Palin talking about Governor Pawlenty's decision to drop out of the race after the Iowa straw poll. That's where we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of, in this particular circumstance, this hour spent reviewing what's happened over the weekend. Your thoughts, s'il vous plaît, 800-510-8255. After all, it was kind of a busy political weekend. Michelle Bachmann won the Iowa straw poll by only 200 votes. Ron Paul came in a strong, very close second. Final results, let's see here. Michelle Bachmann, 48-23. Ron Paul, 4,671 votes. Pawlenty, 2,293. Santorum, 1,657. Herman Cain, 1,456. Good showing for him. Rick Perry, 718. Mitt Romney, 567. Newt Gingrich, 385. John Huntsman, 69. Thaddeus McCarter, 35. And that's how she wrote. So what do you think of the numbers? A lot of talk about this poll and whether or not it means anything. If you're living in Iowa, then it means something to you. And so here from our affiliate in Boone, the affiliate radio station is KWBG. Mike James gave a recap of the straw poll from his perspective.
Political analysts have said the Iowa straw poll this weekend was influenced by Tea Party members and evangelical Christians. Don't believe the pundits. It was all about the food, baby. Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who was serving meat sundaes and corn dogs slightly longer than any other candidate, won Saturday's Iowa straw poll on the campus of Iowa State University in Ames. A meat sundae, by the way, is a little bit of ground beef, a lot of mashed potatoes and gravy, topped with cherry tomatoes. Bachmann was still dishing these out when Texas Representative Ron Paul ran out of free hot dogs, chips, and pop. Since the Republican straw poll is a test of organizational strength in this state, perhaps it's no coincidence then that Bachmann edged Paul by 152 votes of the nearly 17,000 cast. Bachmann won with 29% of the vote. Paul had 28% for second place, and the third spot went to Tim Pawlenty, who received only 14%, but had the best free food. Barbecue pork sandwiches with baked beans, coleslaw, a pickle spear, and for dessert, ice cream. Because of this popular menu, Pawlenty was out of food long before Paul and Bachmann, and now the former Minnesota governor is out of the race as of Sunday morning. Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum, also out of pork burgers and chips too soon, finished fourth with 10%, and former business executive Herman Cain, who gave out Godfather's Pizza and Coca-Cola, two corporations he used to work for, came in fifth with 9% of the vote. Thaddeus McCotter earned his last place finish, getting 35 votes. The Michigan congressman handed out foot-long red, white, and blue popsicles, and that was all.
So this really does put it into perspective. Who's heard this story before? We may have the story of stories. Where's the news media on this? 800-510-8255. Sounds like she was feeding everybody sort of a shepherd's pie. That's very interesting, isn't it? I'll repeat Mike James from KWBG in Boone, Iowa, before the end of the hour, because I think that it does, if you're serving good food and a lot of it, you get the vote. What is meaningless, then? This is foolishness. Thanks, Mike, for that. Let's see who has won. Mitt won 2007, let's go back there. Mitt Romney won this poll there, and John McCain came in 10th out of 11. In the first one in 1979, George H.W. Bush won Ronald Reagan got the nomination. 87, Pat Robertson won. George H.W. Bush, who came in third, got the nomination. 1995, Bob Dole tied with Phil Gramm, and Bob Dole got the nomination. And in 1999, George W. Bush won and got the nomination. So there doesn't seem to be any real consistency here, does there? 800-510-8255. Well, here's a time for those of you who love Michelle Bachmann to come around to her aid. There's a picture, apparently, of her eating a sausage sandwich or something that doesn't look very flattering. Maybe that'll show up on the cover of Newsweek this week. In the meantime, she showed up on Face the Nation talking about Tim Pawlenty.
One of your fellow challengers, a fellow Minnesotan, Governor Tim Pawlenty, has dropped out of the race. Why do you think he lost?
Well, I have great respect for the governor. I've known him for a long time, and I thought he brought a very important voice to the race, and I'm grateful for the competition that we had. And I think that the results that came in yesterday were ones that indicated that the field was it was going to thin.
Will you ask for his endorsement?
I look forward to talking to him. Hopefully I'll be calling him very soon.
Let me show you some of the headlines of the newspapers this morning, because they note your victory, but you also share the headlines with the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, who has thrown his hat into this crowded ring. How will you compete against him?
Well, I think what I'll be bringing to this race, quite clearly, is how I've been a champion and a voice for people in Washington, D.C. I've been at the tip of the spear. The last 2 months, for instance, I've been leading on this issue of not raising the debt ceiling. People want us to get our house in order financially. It's not happening. They want someone who's going to stand up and do what they say and say what they mean, and that's what I've been doing in Washington. They really sent a signal yesterday and a strong message to Washington that they want someone who's going to fight for them.
I know you've talked about that, leading that fight, being at the tip of the spear. How do you respond to then that many Republicans, half of the Republicans, ended up voting to raise the debt ceiling? Half of the Tea Party caucus voted to raise the debt ceiling. How did you provide leadership if they disagree with you?
Well, I brought that voice into Washington, and I think that what we saw is that, unfortunately, I think we should have listened to the voice of the people.
Not Republicans.
Well, the good fortune that I've been having is traveling all across Iowa. I'll be going up to Waterloo, where I was born, later today, just to thank Iowans for this vote. But I've been traveling all across Iowa. I will tell you, Nora, there hasn't been one time where someone has said to me, Michelle, I want my taxes increased, and I want to make sure that government can keep spending more money that we don't have. That's never happened. And so I took that voice back to Washington, and we gained a lot of traction. We had a big debate, and it was important that we had that debate.
Well, for somebody, just to throw in my two cents worth, I agree that we've been spending too much money. I didn't think we ought to increase the debt, but somehow or other, you got to get the fiscal house in order. And I don't want to sound like her, who really doesn't answer any questions. She's so full of platitudes and it is, she has no intellectual, she has a, I don't even know, there's not even a charisma there. I don't get it. 800-510-8255. She did not answer one of the questions asked of her by the lady interviewing her, Nora O'Donnell. Not one question did she really have an answer. Well, I've been talking to Tim Pawlenty for a long time, and he's a good guy, and I want to work with Rick. Hello. All right, 800-510-8255. So she was on Face the Nation. She was also on, let's see here. She was on Meet the Press. She was on CNN. So maybe we'll get a few more pieces of her. But there are plenty of other people and plenty of other things to talk about with regard to this. And we'll welcome your calls as well. 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom, the X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Hey, guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. Burst out his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
800-510-8255. Who cares and about what? When it comes to politics, women in politics, when it comes to the candidates that seem to be rearing themselves, we are, let's see here, about to listen to an excerpt from a weekend talk host, a weekend talk program hosted by Esme Murphy, who talked to Diane Bystrom from the Center for Women in Politics about Michelle Bachmann's win in the Iowa straw poll.
Your center is the Center for Women in Politics, and so you obviously must look at this at a number of different levels. What is your reaction?
Well, I think the expectations were high that Michelle Bachmann would win the straw poll, so anything but a first-place finish for her, I think, would have kind of hurt her campaign. She finished first. Ron Paul was surprisingly a very close second, but Bachmann won, and I think she can take away from this, you know, a great victory for her organization. And, you know, go on now to see what Rick Perry does for the race.
You know, just out of curiosity, do you have any read on her support amongst women?
No, I don't have a good read on that at all. You know, from what I can see, she had fairly broad-based support. It was at the straw poll all day. The thing I noticed about her supporters is that there were many women, there were young women, but she really has a pretty good cross section of voters from what I could see from her supporters. I mean, everything from young to old, men and women. But she, I mean, again, I did notice that she did have, you know, quite a few female supporters, but maybe not so much more than any other candidates I saw.
800-510-8255. If you're a woman and you support Michelle Bachmann, let's hear from you, a great win, huh? It's 21 past the hour.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so the record, the questions, the answers. Michelle Bachmann wins the Iowa straw poll because she served the most food. Man, what an enlightening clip that was from the radio station in Boone, Iowa, about how this is all done. Who knew that that's what it was all about? What about jobs? What about records? What about what you are doing while you're in Congress? Here's talk host Lisa Ann Walter from The Weekend with thoughts out loud about how much of a waste of time it is to support Ms. Bachmann.
Are we wasting our time? Those of you who think she's great and she represents our attitudes and things that we need to support, whether it's her social conservatism or some of her plans to help right our financial free fall. I wonder if she is so far in one direction in terms of just how she's presenting herself. You know, is that a misstep she can never recover from, saying that she would be submissive to her husband? Because she's going to be asked about that forever. People who watch the debate, and again, I will say I did not watch the whole debate yet. I will, and get back to you. But I did see Newt Gingrich snap his twig when he was asked about his terrible situation with his campaign thus far, and he got impatient. He continues to get impatient. When people ask him about his multiple marriages, now that he's a Catholic and therefore better than all the rest of us, and I got myself as a Catholic saying that he's seriously, obviously way better than me. So he gets mad when people ask him about things that he doesn't want to deal with. I understand he wants to focus on the issues, but you know, we're interested in who our president is going to be. What are they about? What drives them? What do they believe in? Do they represent our values? And I really am supportive of our female candidates. I really am. But I don't think that she is necessarily representative of the majority of people in this country. I think she may be extreme in her viewpoints. And therefore, just because somebody looks like they got us our viewpoint in some areas, do you throw behind them? Are you backing the wrong horse?
That's a pretty astute overview of the reality of supporting Michelle Bachmann. She does have, I said a few minutes ago, from my perspective, she's right on when it comes to the fiscal stuff. No question about it. But what else has she got? She's vapid when you listen to her. She has really nothing to say. She's just kind of there. You know what I mean? She's just there. She doesn't soak up any energy. At least this guy Perry, who is, the whole question is whether or not you understand how the primary system works. That really is the question. Do you get the activity that's necessary when it comes to the primary votes? Because you got all of these people, whoever it is that's left when you go through this early, between Iowa, New Hampshire, and some of the other early states where a lot of time is spent. And by the way, these people never go back to these states afterwards. Never, never get. When's the last time a really serious presidential candidate went back to the Iowans who may have gotten him or her started? Same thing is true in New Hampshire. They never show up there. They never come back until the next time they're going to run for president again. What I'm saying is that when it comes to comparing Michelle Bachmann to other, even Barack Obama, the Democrats are all nervous about Barack Obama. There is a strong move in the Democratic Party to try to get Obama to not run again and to enlist Mrs. Clinton to run. What about that? An interesting little twist on reality, isn't it, huh? 800-510-8255. We'll talk about it all as we continue here on The Countdown.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon,
and I said okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
These days, you can't afford to be wasting time or money, especially in business. That's why I stopped going to the post office and started using Stamps.com. Now, I print real U.S. postage for all my letters and packages using just my computer and printer. There's no need for expensive postage meters. It's like having the post office right here in my office. No more waiting in line, no more wasting gas driving to the post office, and now you can start saving time and money too. Just go to 28stamps.com, and you'll get a no-risk 4-week trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including free postage, but only if you go to 28stamps.com. That's the number 28stamps.com. Save time and money instantly at 28stamps.com. This really is a no-brainer. So get your 4-week no-risk trial and your $100 bonus offer, including free postage, at 28stamps.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. Protogrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the Protogrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
We are is continuing focus on the weekend events in politics is the number one concern here. The real value of the Iowa straw poll, as described by our affiliate in Boone, Iowa, KWBG, Mike James, back later on in this hour to explain, if you didn't hear his first go through, what really happened. And meanwhile, Michelle Bachmann shows up on all of the Sunday or most of the Sunday morning shows. And it's a lot of blah, blah, blah. 800-510-8255. I've invited women to call who would like to talk about their support of Michelle Bachmann. I'm always nice to everybody. I'm pretty direct. I don't understand why anybody would support this woman. I don't get it. Other than her fixation, which is appropriate, on fixing the fiscal house that we have. It's a mess. But to my mind, she's a political opportunist. Although she may have voted consistently as a congressperson to curb the budget or be conservative, because this is really where the term conservative has some application. But other than that, what has she done? And what's she doing other than running for the presidency? It's amazing how this stuff all sort of surfaces here. Here's Chuck Todd, who is on MSNBC. Talk to Elliot Ackerman, the COO of Americans Elect, about a new way of finding candidates beyond this traditional two-party system.
Is it the goal to get a third-party movement, or is the goal to get more serious choices on the ballot besides the two major parties?
At AmericansElect.org, we'll be holding the first nonpartisan online nominating convention in which every registered voter can be a delegate to that convention, and the ticket that comes out of the convention is going to be on the ballot in all 50 states. And what you refer to is an important distinction. We are not a third party, we're a second nominating process that every American can be involved in so that we can get our politics back on track and give every American voter more of a voice in this important process of our democracy.
But aren't you technically trying to become a political party in order to get this ballot access? I mean, right now I know that that's the goal, to get ballot access, because once you do that, if you build it, the idea is then suddenly potential candidates will come.
Well, we're going about getting ballot access, and we've had great success thus far. Of the total of 2.9 million signatures we need to get across the country, we've already gathered nearly 2 million of those signatures. But the important distinction here is that the ticket that comes out of Americans Elect will be a nonpartisan ticket, meaning that two individuals of the same party won't be able to run on that ticket. The ticket will be one that has to reach across the political space. So you could have a Republican running with a Democrat with an independent. The only thing you can't have is a party-based ticket. And it's party-based politics that seem to have gotten us into our current position, which is one of political dysfunction.
What a few things on the ballot access front. I know the California deadline, you guys filed enough signatures. When do you find out if you've qualified for the California ballot?
Right. So as you mentioned, the people of California have come out in huge numbers for this. And at the end of last month, we began filing 1.6 million signatures in the state of California, which is the largest ballot access initiative or petitioning initiative in the history of that state, and as far as we know, in the history of the country. And we'll find out if those signatures are certified, and they will be in September, and we'll be on the ballot in California.
Good. That's Elliot Ackerman, the COO of Americans Elect. There's the way of getting to a third party. We need a third party, don't you think? 800-510-8255. There was a, Rich, what was the name of that group that we talked to a couple, 3 weeks ago?
Votocracy.
Votocracy, right, another group. But I think this sounds like a stronger group, Americans Elect. Let's keep our eye on that group. Meanwhile, 800-510-8255, I have asked for women to call about Michelle Bachmann. Here's Miriam in Hayes, Kansas. Hi.
Hi. You made a comment that Michelle Bachmann made a mistake by saying she would submit to her husband. That's a biblical position.
I didn't say that. That was from a program that we excerpted. This program takes excerpts from various talk shows and presents them. So that was not from me. It was from somebody else. But anyway, go ahead.
But you played that comment.
Yeah.
And I just take umbrage with the fact that you said that he was making the point that saying you're going to submit to your husband is shooting yourself in the foot. That's a biblical position. So now it's politically incorrect in this country to have a biblical position. There's a lot of Christians in this country, a lot of people in this country, millions that believe the Bible is right.
Well,
I don't like that comment.
Okay. Well, you've registered your complaint, and I respect you for calling, and thank you. 800-510-8255. Thoughts on Michelle Bachmann? I don't put this material together. It's edited by a gentleman named Ken Kessler, who works on it all night long. He's the one who listens to all of these programs, and sometimes in a day he might listen to 200 different shows, because we're listening, following that many different radio stations here to put together this information that's on the countdown. And so, frankly, I didn't hear that comment. I'm sure it was there. And if you believe in the Bible, that's swell. In this circumstance, we have too much Bible in our country, and we don't have it. We have too much pandering going on. That's really what it is. Your beliefs are great. I realize that some of you think somebody like Rick Perry would be great, but we have too much preaching. We have too many people who are ideagogues. We need a business person to manage the affairs of the country. The country is a mess. And it's because a lot of people pay too much attention to the things that really, I mean, in your life, in my life, morals and standards and mores, we all think that they're very important, and they are. And the president ought to have good standards and morals. But if you go back to, I was talking to some friends of mine yesterday about when we felt best about our country. When Ronald Reagan, in our lifetime, and I can go back to the first president I remember in my life, and that was Dwight Eisenhower, and liked him. I liked Ike. After that, the next president, I think, that made us feel good about our country was Ronald Reagan. I don't think JFK was around long enough. LBJ was a disaster. What happened after that, Jimmy Carter and all of the fighting with Nixon and that stuff, there was, There was certainly no moral standard, no moral compass there. These people who fake their moralism, we all are grasping at straws because we're all so frustrated and so angry. But if you look at back, the three presidents that I think have made us feel good about our country, like their own standards or not, Eisenhower, who had an affair with his driver when he was in the in World War II, and then Ronald Reagan, who seems to be as squeaky clean as anybody when it comes to morals and standards, at least as far as his personal life is concerned with his wife, Bill Clinton. I think those three have set the standard and the tone for what we like and when our country was, we were feeling good about our country. So, you know, what is that? Bill Clinton is, excuse me, I guess we look the other way when it comes to his own moralism, but he made us feel good about me. He still does. Many of you would like to see Bill Clinton still as president. 800-510-8255. Maggie is in Florida. Hi, Maggie. Welcome to the Countdown.
Well, I signed on to that Americans Elect, and as I told you, interviewer, the only thing that bothers me, and not too much, I just like to know the true who is financing it, because when you go there, if they give you a lot of information, and they say an example of someone you could nominate, Mayor Bloomberg or General Petraeus. Well, I don't mind either of them. But I like to know, the rumor is that that Mayor Bloomberg is financing all this.
Really?
You know, you can imagine, that's what I've heard. Now, I'm not saying in the fact
well,
that
let's
those
look
are the
around.
Only...
I'll have somebody dig around in it. We'll take a look and see if Bloomberg...
Yeah, it's been around.
When you get down to brass tacks, though, Maggie, wouldn't he be better than Obama or any of the Republicans that are floating around?
I guess so, if you're into, see, my issue is I feel like we don't feel good is because we don't make anything here anymore. We're never going to feel good till we manufacture stuff here again. That's psychological feeling, you know.
There's a change. The news media is not onto it as much as one might be if they're really serving the public with news. There are a lot of companies that have been in Mexico, for example, and are coming back to our country. A good example, General Electric had a plant in Mexico. They closed and moved to whatever they were building back here. Maytag, the washing machine company, same thing. The problem isn't Mexico as much as it is China, but you're right. We aren't moving. Our companies are not going to China to locate plants. They're just buying stuff from China and bringing it over here to sell it. And
well,
there's a difference there.
And see, we can't, we're a big country. We can't feel good unless we do things here. Mm-hmm. And I go back so far, FDR was a very popular person.
Yeah.
I remember being at rallies of his, you know. Yeah.
All right, Maggie. Thank you. Let me move on. Appreciate your call. 800-510-8255. Opening things up. And whether or not the third-party movement, I'm all for it, frankly. Boy, would that be a cool thing to have a viable third party and a good candidate like Mayor Bloomberg. Right now, my choice is Ron Paul and Herman Cain. I said that last week, and I'll say it again. Of the people who are running, they would be the ones I would strongly support. If Bloomberg got into the race, he would be my candidate because he knows how to run things, knows how to run a business. He's run New York successfully. Isn't that what we need? We don't need somebody like Obama who has no experience running anything. And you look at the rest of these characters, I mean, the fact that people are as excited as they are about Rick Perry because he's done a reasonable job, so he will tell you anyway, in running the state of Texas, I think we'll get to that as time allows here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 16 before the hour.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy.
Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
Ray, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
A chip is 1,000 microcracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack. We'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with Safe Light's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins. And we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Live from Progressive.
Next caller.
Hey, Flo, so what's up with the Snapshot discount?
It rewards your good driving habits, and it's our biggest discount ever.
Bigger than the Safe Driver discount?
Bigger.
Homeowners discount?
Bigger.
The Phenomenally Humongo discount?
If it existed, yeah.
Wow, that is big.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here on the countdown. Rick Perry, someone that there has been a good deal of focus on over the weekend. I guess we would say Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry, and Tim Pawlenty. I'm sorry, Tim, yeah, I guess those three. Got most of the coverage. Here's Taco's Janine Turner with Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott about what kind of president Perry might be.
We kind of had an exciting announcement, didn't we?
We had an announcement that is going to change the world in a very important way. In fact, I saw a political pin that, or button that someone was wearing that said, "Fire Barry and hire Perry." And if that happens, that will begin to change the world in so many important ways. Let me mention just a couple.
Okay.
As you know, the most important issue of our time right now is the economy and jobs. And there is one paramount reason why the American economy is not generating jobs. And that's because of the excessive bureaucratic regulatory regime that is being forced on us by the Obama administration. It is not Congress. It is not the Federal Reserve. It is no person or entity other than the policies that are being forced on us by Barack Obama and his administrative agencies like the National Labor Relations Board, like the Environmental Protection Agency, like financial regulatory reforms that we're seeing that are being forced upon lending institutions that are restricting lending to small business practices by men and women across the state and across the country. It is these kinds of regulatory regimes that are forcing large and small businesses to say, we're just not going to hire anyone. Take Obamacare, for example. How can a business decide to hire one or 100 new people when they don't know how much it is going to cost their bottom line because of the additional amount they have to pay to keep up with Obamacare? And I've talked to businessmen and women across the state as well as physicians across the state who say they're not hiring because of Obamacare.
Well, they are hiring because that's where the big job opportunities are. in many places. But he's right about the policies, the administration, the regulatory reforms, and that's an easy one to run on. Rick Perry and his attorney general sounds like snake oil to me, but that's just me. There's not one thing about this guy that I find appealing other than the rhetoric. 800-510-8255. More coming up here on our countdown.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The focus on Bachman winning the Iowa straw poll made her number one in terms of conversation. Number two, Rick Perry joining the fray. And number three, Tim Pawlenty being out. Here's Jake Tapper from ABC talking to Pawlenty.
A disappointing finish for you. What went wrong?
Well, it was disappointing, but let me first say, Jake, this has been an incredible process. It's been a great honor for Mary and me and our team to convey the message of trying to get this country back on track, and I think it is off track. But bringing my record forward as a two-term governor of a blue state, doing things like getting government spending under control, doing health care reform the right way, and much more. But obviously that message didn't get the kind of traction or lift that we needed and hoped for coming into the and out of the Ames straw poll. We needed to get some lift to continue on and to have a pathway forward. That didn't happen, so I'm announcing this morning on your show that I'm going to be ending my campaign for president. But I'm very, very grateful for the people of Iowa, the people of this country who I had a chance to make my case to, and for my supporters and staff and friends who've been so loyal and helpful. I really appreciate all of them. I wish it would have been different, but obviously the pathway forward for me doesn't really exist, and so we're going to end the campaign.
What do you think went wrong? You're a popular two-term governor from a neighboring state. You had a lot of organization. You had some money at one point. Why couldn't you sell the dog food here?
Well, I hope it's better than dog food, Jake. It's
the filet. Why couldn't you sell it?
Well, there's a lot of factors that go into a successful campaign. Obviously, we had some success raising money, but we needed to continue that, and Ames was a benchmark for that. And if you didn't do well in Ames, we weren't going to have the fuel and to keep the car going down the road. But also, there's a lot of other choices in the race. And for me, what I brought forward, I thought was a rational, established, credible, strong record of results. Based on experience governing two-term governors of a blue state, but I think the audience, so to speak, was looking for something different.
Well, That is a question about the today's Republican Party. Do you think that they're not looking for somebody that has worked with Democrats? Do you think they're not looking for someone that has results? You've derided those people who are voting for entertainers as opposed to people who can lead. Is that just not what the Republican electorate is looking for right now?
Well, I congratulate Congresswoman Bachman on her victory, and for that matter, Congressman Ron Paul's close second. I mean, those are very impressive numbers. They lap the field almost, and so congratulations to them. But, you know, this is a long journey. The party is going to be now more broadly discussing who they want for their candidate, not just in Iowa, but in other places around the country. So we don't know what this ultimately will look like, but what we do know, at least for Ames and for Iowa and for me, is my record of being a two-term governor in a blue state with all the record results that I had wasn't sufficient to get us to the next phase.
Well, you raise a good point. This is a long process. And other candidates in previous years have stuck it out, waited for other campaigns to implode or go away. I think that there are a lot of people who wonder if Rick Perry is really all that the hype says he is, that wonder if Congresswoman Bachman can go the distance. Why not stick it out?
Well, because we needed to get some lift. You know, I'm from a small state. I don't have a big national financial network or political network. And so I think the measure of us in this phase was really, can you get some lift out of Ames to get the ante, if you will, to get.
All right. Andy up, as it were. Okay, from our affiliate in Boone, Iowa, again, this sort of caps it. This is how we started. This is how we finished. Mike James explains what really happened at the Iowa straw poll.
Political analysts have said the Iowa straw poll this weekend was influenced by Tea Party members and evangelical Christians. Don't believe the pundits. It was all about the food, baby. Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachman, who was serving meat sundaes and corn dogs slightly longer than any other candidate, won Saturday's Iowa straw poll on the campus of Iowa State University in Ames. A meat sundae, by the way, is a little bit of ground beef, a lot of mashed potatoes and gravy, topped with cherry tomatoes. Bachman was still dishing these out when Texas Representative Ron Paul ran out of free hot dogs, chips, and pop. Since the Republican straw poll is a test of organizational strength in this state, perhaps it's no coincidence then that Bachman edged Paul by 152 votes of the nearly 17,000 cast. Bachman won with 29% of the vote. Paul had 28% for second place, and the third spot went to Tim Pawlenty, who received only 14%, but had the best free food. Barbecue pork sandwiches with baked beans, coleslaw, a pickle spear, and for dessert, ice cream. Because of this popular menu, Pawlenty was out of food long before Paul and Bachman, and now the former Minnesota governor is out of the race as of Sunday morning. Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum, also out of pork burgers and chips too soon, finished fourth with 10%, and former business executive Herman Cain, who gave out Godfather's Pizza and Coca-Cola, two corporations he used to work for, came in fifth with 9% of the vote. Thaddeus McCotter earned his last place finish, getting 35 votes. The Michigan congressman handed out foot-long red, white, and blue popsicles, and that was all.